Good morning. We haven't done a recording for a while. We thought that this morning would be a good time to talk about alignment. What is alignment? Alignment is recognizing that you are choosing something and aligning to it in your choice of adding it to your experience. Many of you are making choices and adding things to your experience that are not in alignment. And then what do you want? You want them to change. You want them to be better, to be different. You have hope that somehow you are going to create a difference in something or someone else that will cause you to come into alignment with it. If you're going to choose something, we have said get congruent with it, choose it. And what does that mean? It means that you know that if you decide to split your energy and choose something that you are not fully aligned to, that you're going to feel some negativity, some separation from the source part of you. What do you think you're doing here? You're living a life, and based upon living life, you are drawing conclusions or feelings. And from those conclusions and feelings, the universe is cultivating experiences that match the way you really want to feel. So if you continue to choose something, even if it does feel a little bit better than some of the other choices that you have available to you, you have to align to it. You have to look at all the things that are causing you not to align and recreate another experience for yourself that is minus the desires that have caused the separation between you and you to begin with. The minute you decide, I have a preference, I have something that I love in my life, and it doesn't align to what someone else holds as a preference and what they love in your life, their life, sorry, separation is going to occur. There's going to be an immediate disconnection or a problem in the relationship. So you have to decide what you really want. How is it that you want to feel in your life, in those that you are interacting with, and in the relationship that you are in? Because you can't choose that bag without the contents coming along with it. If you think that you're going to change someone or that somehow they are going to be different in what they are desiring for themselves, you're going to be disappointed. So we're not telling you that you can't decide to choose that bag that eases your distress, that in the moment feels like a better choice to make. But one thing we can promise you is that you must give up the desires that have caused that separation, or that choice isn't going to work, is it? You have to align in order to get the life that you want to in all areas. So choosing something and then feeling separation in that choice is never going to yield you the experience that you're wanting to attain or have. So we think it's important to really give you this description or understanding, because there are many of you who have life situations and you are holding a couple of choices in each hand, and you have heard us say in the past, choose one that feels better. And you do. You might pick one. But in that choice, you're not really 100% picking it if you're picking it with the idea that it's going to be different than what it is. And this is the problem that a human has. I can change this thing. I can make this one different. I can get part of what I want by having them give up part of what they want. How's it working for you? Part of the time, it might be tolerable. But a good part of the time, you're going to continue to put out desires or preferences in your suffering every time that you don't align with what it is that you really want to do. We talked earlier in a written transmission that we did in our Q&A, and if you're not a member, it's a good thing to be a member of. You get a lot of written information twice a month on that program. But we talked about intrinsic needs. Intrinsic needs are something that just are. They're something that cannot be obliterated or made different than what they are. And when you're in a relationship with someone, it's vitally important that they understand what your intrinsic needs are. And when one moves to control, when one moves to sacrifice, thinking they need to be paid back, all of these types of negativities when they have to compromise in a relationship, it's not a healthy thing. It's not something that's going to cause alignment. It's actually something that's going to create more suffering. Because as they feel misunderstood, as they feel muscled into something that they don't really want to do, the resentment and the anger that they feel is going to be emanating out from them. And therefore, you're going to be responding to that because you are in their life. And so this vicious circle goes on and on. So how do you reach alignment? You have to know who you really are. You have to know yourself and what your intrinsic needs are. What is it that I am, that I must have in my experience in order to feel balance, in order to feel safe? And then if I choose between those things, maybe safety is your choice. Maybe you just can't move on, or maybe you can't be alone, or maybe the fear in you is too great. Then choose it. But you're going to have to give up all of the other things that are in contrast to that choice. You're going to have to alter your desires in order to make that relationship work. We hope that you understand what congruency means. Congruency means that I am picking something and I am putting all of my energy or focus in the direction of that something. And I am no longer holding any resentment, any anger, any need for something to be different than what it is. And I have accepted that this is more important to me than anything else that I have been desiring in my experience. It's a tough one. It's not easy to do, is it? And so you will know right away whether the relationship you are in is the one that is for you or not, if it is actually worth that to you, if it's actually worth you giving up you in order to maintain equilibrium or congruency in it. Becomes kind of obvious, doesn't it? That there's something else that you are satisfying in this need, and it's the fear or the entrapment that you have within you that has created the fear and created the dysfunctional relationship or all of the things that you are experiencing that are not in alignment with you. They're all done by you. You're the creator of your experience. You're the one that has feelings and emotions and therefore draws to yourself experiences that match those feelings and emotions. It's not about the situation. Many of you will say, well, I feel better inside if I just go back to a relationship that was not serving me, because there is so much disarray, so much suffering that goes on in moving on from that relationship. But it isn't about that. It's not really about the decision of whether you go or stay. It's about what has been created in that relationship in the divine part of you that is actually being expressed or felt by you. So here you are in your human form, suffering because you are in a relationship that is dissatisfying or you don't have the same desires. And then you think about leaving and you find yourself very upset, very disconnected, very fearful. And so then you think, oh, I'm meant to stay in this relationship. But it's not about the relationship. It's about the decision that you are making that is actually going against what you have created in yourself by the suffering you've gone through, that's causing those emotions that you are feeling. We don't know how to get it any clearer because humans misunderstand their guidance system. They're always looking at situations and circumstances with people in their lives as the reason for their feelings. I'm feeling fearful. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling lonely. I think about going back into something that hasn't satisfied me and I feel some relief. Well, the relief you're feeling is in the decision that you want to feel better. That's what's causing the relief. It's not that the relationship's going to change. It's just the idea that you have some hope that maybe that relationship can be salvaged or changed into what I have desired it to be and therefore be happy in it. That's the only thing that's causing relief. So we thought it was important to give you this key element of your guidance system, because it can be tricky for you to understand the emotions that you are receiving in the interactions that you're having. So just to be clear, sometimes when you choose to go back to something that you have found to not be satisfying, there's some relief in the thought or perception that I can make this satisfying. And we're here to tell you, you can't make that satisfying without removing all the elements that cause the separation. And that would mean giving up a lot of things that you have desired in your experience that were maybe different or caused the conflict to begin with. So you have a choice to make. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about the other person. It's about loving you, isn't it? It's about honoring you and your intrinsic needs of what you really want to experience in your experience. And the feelings that you get are in response to that and that alone. Good day.